Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Brother Tony Bullock speaking with you. And we are getting ready to get started with our show, Blog Talk Radio. We've had a few technical difficulties, which happens from time to time, and with that being said, we're going to do a second part of dealing with woke and CRT. Also, we're going to speak on these mass shootings that have taken place in California. And we're also going to talk about what happened to Brother Tyree Nichols down there in Memphis, Tennessee, with several police officers. And joining me tonight will be my call host. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right.
It is always good to hear your voice, Sister Eileen Reed, and technical difficulties or not, we're going to get through it today.
You know that's right.
So, as you know, we left off with woke in the CRT this past Tuesday. So where would you like to pick up with that there?
You know, it's so much to encompass if you think about it, but I think we should start with woke, because I think if more of our white counterparts, our Caucasian counterparts were woke, that would jump us ahead on this trajectory we got going of eliminating racism in this country. And I really think the way you framed it the other day, woke and CRT kind of go hand in hand, because a lot of younger white students, if they were allowed to take CRT, they would become woke and would lessen our problem considerably. So,
okay.
But that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, I kind of feel you on that one. I was reading recently, Governor DeSantis in Florida, who, you know, decided that he was going to come out and attack CRT in that state, is now pushing to have the way that they're looking at it in Florida. He wants that done on a national scale. He wants the entire country to look and think that, you know, we're just trying to blame white America, that there is really not much merit in what we have to say about history. Funny thing is, history, and I don't care how they try to label it, what they call American history or black history, that is American history, period. This is a country that wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the labor of black Americans.
This is true. You know, before we go any further, for those people who are listening and want to call in, I want to give you the number. It's 1-563-999-3043. Brother Tony, you make a good point, because there's really no way that if history is told just straight, no chaser, if it's just told the way that it happened, there is no way that you can say that the framers of the Constitution, the colonial political powers that came here didn't stack the deck in their own favor. And so all we have to do is teach it the way that it happened. Really, it's not about even spinning it. It's just teaching what actually happened, who suffered, who prospered, and go from there. But so many people are afraid of that. They don't want to. They don't want to acknowledge. They don't want to feel guilty. They don't want to be put upon. They don't want white fragility and all that good stuff. And it's really too bad, because I think Americans are strong enough to handle the truth. I really do.
Yeah, you know, I think these states where they are in their feelings saying that we are being blamed. Nobody mm-hmm. said you were being blamed, but what you're being blamed for is hiding from the truth.
Exactly.
These attacks on things that you know that happened, Black Wall Street being attacked and burned down, those people being slaughtered, the attack on the Black Panthers for their food programs and their social programs, trying to label them as some terrorist organization. Those things really did happen in this country.
Those things really did happen in this country.
But yet, you're upset because people want to tell the truth about what really happened, black, white, otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's unfortunate because really, it's not about trying to demonize white people. It's about getting at the truth of it so it doesn't repeat itself. And the problem is that if we don't address it, what we're going to have is an uptick in racism and overly racist groups, white supremacist groups getting stronger in this country. And we know this for a fact. We know that it's going to happen. You know, we know that the neo-Nazis and the Klan feed on this kind of stuff, this denial of we didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, now, you know, there's this push with the far right that they're trying to do this whole Christian nationalist identity kind of thing. And it's ironic to me, Brother Tony, because wasn't America supposed to be founded on the separation of church and state, even though they've done a terrible job of it? But that was the notion, the separation of church and state.
Exactly.
If the far right, these people had their way, it would be this Christian theocracy that they, the same kind of thing that they were wanting to bomb Ayatollah Khomeini for in his country in the 70s. So,
exactly, and that is exactly what they are starting to do now.
Exactly.
The very thing that they claimed that they were against, all of a sudden, they've embraced.
Exactly. That's exactly
and,
right.
And as quiet as it's kept, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, for example, there's a new college in Florida, and there's a writer by the name of Jake Hoffman who says, DeSantis is making new college a stronger, more diverse school. And he comes to this termination because it's a liberal school, but he's changed the board of the school, and now it's seated with all of these conservative-leaning people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing in conservative-minded students. It's as if they want to change the rules in the middle of the spring.
Mm-hmm.
African American students barely make up 4% of the student body.
4%. Okay.
Out of almost 1,000 students. But somehow they want to say that, you know, an injection of young Republican conservative students would actually represent the new counterculture on the new college campus.
This isn't the first time that the far right has tried stuff like this. I mean, if I'm remembering this correctly, and I could be wrong, but after Watergate and the public shaming of Republicans because of Nixon, a lot of them went to, they formed think tanks. And so it sounds as though to better bolster and learn how to lobby and get their ideas across in the greater mainstream of America. So it sounds like this college is basically a petri dish for them to grow new right wingers.
That's what they're trying to turn it into.
Wow, that's frightening.
And, you know, in Florida, they are actually attacking the funding for universities that teach courses about inclusion, diversity. All of a sudden, that's a crime in Florida.
So if we want to, okay, so when we were in school, people talked about America being a melting pot. America, you know, being sort of like a tossed salad or a stew, you know, a big chunks of different people. But the fact of the matter is that never really came to fruition. And the thing about being an American is that they want you, some people want you to adopt certain American values and lose your culture. And
exactly.
That has never happened. Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, exactly. They expect you to give up what you know and buy into everything that they're saying.
Exactly.
You're supposed to follow them.
Exactly. Blindly. Supposed to follow them blindly.
You're not supposed to ask them questions. Just go along with the crowd.
That's really what it's about. I'm going to throw the phone number out there again for people who might be listening. And I'm sorry, Brother Tony, but I have a feeling, because my phone keeps pinging, and I have a feeling that there are some people who want to listen to this show. So the number is 1-563-999-3043. You know, for those folks who didn't hear all of the show on Tuesday, I'm just going to read the definition that I have of CRT, Brother Tony, if that's all right with you.
Go right ahead.
All right. CRT is an academic and legal framework that denotes racism is part of American society, from education and housing to employment and health care. CRT recognizes. Yes.
I just got a message that we have 60 seconds left, and I got a feeling that we're having that something technical is going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to run this 60 seconds, and then we will we're going to take a shot at this later down the line.
Okay. This could be an inside job, y'all.
This is crazy. For some reason, yeah.
They probably heard our content Tuesday.
And I thought about that, what happened to Pastor that one time.
Yes. And it's happened to him more than once.
Yes.
So, yes, the spies are everywhere, people. Believe me.
So it's telling me we have 10 seconds left. Look here, this evening, folks, we were going to get into some good things, but we will be back. We will get at you later. Everybody stay on top.
Stay black till we get back.